Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and few there are who find it. You know, as we read this text, did you notice that there are sets of two in this text? You know, in fact, you can go throughout the Sermon on the Mount and you will find Jesus presents sets of two many times. For example, in chapter 5, verse 20 of Matthew, the book of Matthew, we find there are two kinds of righteousness. There are the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees, and then there is the righteousness that exceeds the scribes and the Pharisees. In Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, we find two treasures, one that is laid up in heaven and the other laid up here upon earth. In chapter 6, verse 24, we find two masters. We find God as one master and mammon, which is translated money, as the other God. In chapter 6, verses 32 and 33, we find two ambitions. We find those who seek after worldly things, and we find those who seek first the kingdom of God. And now here in Matthew chapter 7, there are four sets of two. There are two gates, the narrow gate and the wide gate. There are two ways, the broad way and the narrow way. There are two destinations. There is the destination of destruction and the destination of life. And there are two groups of people. There are the many and there are the few. Now, if you continue in Matthew chapter 7, you will also find that there are two kinds of teachers. There are two kinds of trees. There are two kinds of pleas. And there are two kinds of foundation. Now, what Jesus is doing with these things, these sets of two, one thing he is doing is making contrast so that we can see the differences in the things that we choose to follow in life. Secondly, he is trying to get us to understand the stark reality of things that we do choose in life. You know, we all like to make choices, don't we? And we are here tonight, of course, by choice, because we want to be here, we want to worship God, we want to serve God, and we want to be with each other as brothers and sisters in Christ. But generally in life, we love to make choices. We go into the grocery store, and sometimes when we look at all the different choices of soft drinks, I love soft drinks. I can't drink most of them because they have caffeine, and I am now caffeine-free in my life. But now this, what you see on the screen, is just a few of what you really have a choice of when you're choosing soft drinks at the grocery store. If you go to the cookout drive-thru over on Slappy Boulevard, you will find many choices available to you if you like milkshakes. There are 42 milkshakes on this list here that you can go to cookout and buy for you to drink. We are not even satisfied at home sometimes watching TV. You know, some of the channels that we get here locally that you can get without buying cable or whatnot, you can get about 20 or 25 channels. Well, that's not enough for most folks. So we go buy the Dish, or we go buy the DirecTV, or we go buy Mediacom, which will give you 100, 250 plus channels to watch. This on the screen is our list of channels that we can watch at home. 285 channels. And we still find at times nothing that we want to watch on TV. If you're as old as I am, you remember old television like this. Some of y'all remember this particular type? That's the first tile TV that I can remember as a young boy. You could only watch 12 channels because TVs in those days had 12 channel tuners. And some of you may think, well, what's a tuner? But that was plenty because there was only four channels that you could even watch: NBC, ABC, CBS, and the educational channel, which is now known as PBS. That was all that was available. Has anybody ever seen one of these before? We used to have one of those on the top of our TV. It's called a UHF converter. It allows us to pick up 69 more channels. And boy, we were so excited when we got our brown converter box. But yet we still just got four channels. And you had to get up and walk over to the TV and turn the knob to change the channels. There was no such thing as a remote control. But we love choices, don't we? We thoroughly enjoy making choices in our life. In our passage of Scripture, Jesus is trying to tell us that when it comes to our spirituality, there are only two choices. There is one or the other. There are no other options, and there are no other choices. So what I want to do for a few minutes tonight is I want us to look at verse 13 and 14 again and notice the sets of twos that you and I have to choose from as we make our religious choice in life. First of all, we have the two ways. Now, the first way is the broad way. The broad way is very spacious. It's very roomy. It's very wide and it's very easy to get on. There is room on this road for you to carry your opinions. There is room on this road for you to carry your loose morals in life. There is room on this road for tolerance and for permissiveness. There are no curbs. There are no boundaries in either thought or conduct. It is yours to do with as you please. Travelers on this road can follow their own feelings. They don't have to think about anyone else. They don't have to think about God. Self-love, self-ambition, hypocrisy, they're all very common characteristics on this broad way. There is no resistance. No effort is required to travel on this road. There is no truth on this road. And that's why this road is so easy. But then we have the other side, which is the narrow way. This is a hard way. It is hard because those who travel on this road will be persecuted or maybe insulted or maybe slandered because this is the road that they have chosen to travel on. Those who travel on the narrow way are going to have to restrict themselves. They're going to have to go that extra mile for someone else. This road will not be easy because it restricts and confines travelers to do what God has commanded and not do as they please. The narrow way boundaries are very clearly marked. The narrow way includes a lifestyle that obeys God, that follows God's commands every step of the way. And it is a committed way. It is a way that we must stay on if we are going to please God. And it is a costly way. It costs Jesus his life. And it demands our lives as well. In fact, in Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." In other words, we're not doing this to please ourselves. We're on this way because we want to follow and please God. The thing about this way, these two ways split. You can't be on both at the same time. So you have to decide which way you are going to travel on. The second thing we have are two gates. We have the narrow gate and we have the wide gate. Now, the gate that leads to the easy way is the wide gate. And it's very easy to go through this gate. There is no limit to the luggage that you can take with you on this gate. You don't have to leave your sins behind. You don't have to leave your sinful lifestyle behind. You can take it with you. You can take your self-righteousness. You can take your pride and all of the things that make you so happy in this world. Take anything you want with you. But the other gate is the small gate. In fact, the only way to enter through this gate is through Jesus Christ. Jesus said in John 10 and verse 9, I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he shall be saved. And the only way to enter through that gate, of course, is through baptism. Paul said in Galatians 3:27, for as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Another thing about this gate, it is very small, very difficult to enter. And to enter it, you must leave everything else behind. You can't take your sin. You can't take your selfish ambition. You can't take your covetousness. And many times you can't even take your family and your friends because they are not willing to go through this gate and get on that narrow path. This gate can only be entered one by one. And then we find there are two destinations at the end of these two ways. There is the broad way and the wide way, and it leads to destruction. Destruction are for those who walk down that wide way, and when they do this, they are literally committing spiritual suicide in their lives. By contrast, the hard way, it is entered by the narrow gate, and it does lead to life, a life that is so glorious that the human mind cannot fathom the glory that is waiting for us on the other side. So you have to decide which is your destination. And every one of us is heading through one of these gates down this broad or narrow way. And every one of us will go through one of these two destinations. Then finally, we have the two groups of people. We have the many and we have the few. The many will enter into the wide gate and will travel down that easy road. And this road will be crowded. As you can see, this road to the left is crowded. Many people travel down this road. And there will be people of every kind. Many of them will look like they are having a wonderful life. They are living it up. They're having the very best that the world can offer them. They have all the riches and all the comforts and all the pleasures that the world has to offer. And they will entice others to follow them down this way. And they will entice others to walk away from the other gate, the other way, and to follow them down this wide, broad way. But then there are also those on this easy road that are going to be very sour. They're going to be bitter. Life has not treated them as well, and they blame God for their problems in life. And so they have chosen the way away from God, and their lives and their way is poor and miserable. And then we have the few. The narrow gate, the hard way, it will seem deserted in comparison to the other way. And then the people that you will find on it will be few. And the travelers on this road, they will have riches, but it will be heavenly riches. And their determination is to stay on this narrow road so that their destination will be heaven. Travelers on this road, they will be despised by the many people who are on the other road. And they will not be able to understand why we choose that narrow road. Why don't you come over where it's wide, where it's easy, where you can go with ease? This road will also be a lot lonelier because there are so few of us on it. But the fellowship at the journey's end is incredible. So there you have it. We're living a life of twos. And we will choose one or the other in our lives. The way that you go, the gate that you enter, The destination that you find at the end will depend upon how you have lived your life in relationship with your God. Based upon your life, which gate have you gone through in your life? Which way have you traveled? Are you on that broad road now? Or have you found the narrow way and have remained on it? Just which way are you traveling right now? Based upon your life, you can choose your own destination. Have you come to Christ to obey His gospel? Because that's what you must do in order to go through that narrow gate and to get on that narrow way and find heaven as your destination. Christian, you started out on that narrow path. Are you still on it? Are you still moving the right way? Or has there been something on the other side that has caught your attention, that has caused you to move away from God and to move back into the world again? Thankfully enough, because of our loving God and His loving Son, if we make that mistake in life, we can still leave the broad way. And we can go back through that narrow gate. If we can get on that narrow way and find heaven as our destination. So tonight, my friends, if you are on the wrong path, get off of that wrong path and get on the good way, the narrow way, the way that leads to heaven. Tonight, if you need to respond to the invitation of the gospel of Christ, please come now while we stand and sing the song.